It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. And that means Megan Huffman joins us from SHARE, Greater Lynchburg, Yay. And the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. She brings a guest each and every Tuesday. Today's no exception. Megan, who did you bring?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy sunshine. It's just beautiful out there today.
And absolutely.
It's going to be up to the 70s today, I think. So it's really exciting.
It's nice to be.
Stays late, a light late at night, so that's awesome. This is Kyle Simpson from Central Virginia Land Conservancy, and we've partnered together on a number of projects, and we can tell you a little more about the program we did with GLCF last year, but they have an event coming up, and we just wanted to highlight that and celebrate all the good things that Kyle's doing. So,
well, Kyle, welcome to the program. Thank you so much. Now, I guess I can look this up somewhere, but Kyle gave me this. And this is your postcard for, you know, just thank you notes or whatever. But you have all seven properties that your organization has preserved.
Just in 2024.
Just in one year.
Yeah.
2024 was a record year for us, both in terms of acreage protected and the number of projects that we accomplished, ranging from family farms to the island in the James that we all partnered with you guys on last
GLCF.
Year. Bald Eagle Island. And so it was a wonderful year. Coming into 2025, we've got a lot to celebrate.
Okay.
And the event we've got coming up is sort of an extension of that. It's our annual gala. It's the Cornerstone Celebration. It takes place at Sweetbriar College on April 5th. And it is just our celebration of all the families we were able to serve in the last year and the lands that we were able to protect and conserve.
Awesome.
And it's a great time.
Again, there are six properties, but how much total acreage again?
1,165 acres. All here in the county surrounding
Lynchburg. That is just amazing. And if left unchecked, you know, the beautiful landscape that we enjoy, and this wonderful conservation land, it might not exist.
And one of the cool things about what we do is a story of a place that means a lot to someone is something so many people from different backgrounds can get behind. I mean, we range from people who have very environmental concerns to people who are farmers and care about a land because they've worked it. They're sweat and tears, and often, family cemeteries are on these properties. And so we're working with a gentleman in Appomattox County right now. Family cemetery on site with graves going back to the 1700s. I mean, why these places matter to these people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And why they'd want to see them conserved so they can pass them on down and continue that family legacy of caring for the place.
Now, how do you go about, and is it just that simple? It's someone contacts you and says, hey, you know, there's this piece of property that we believe should be conserved. Or, I mean, how does the process work?
It's that easy to start it. And we get phone calls all the time, and we can sort of walk people through, you know, what programs are available. We work mostly with conservation easements, which means you always own the land. It stays with your family. We conserve, 5,000 acres in the Central Virginia area. We own 2 acres. Mm-hmm. And so these are other people's lands that we're helping them conserve.
Okay.
And that looks a little bit different for every family.
Sure.
That's where the conversation starts, and then we can walk people through what does conservation look like for your family? What does this land look like 100 years from now in your mind?
Yeah.
And what's right for you and a good fit for your family?
So, as someone who really doesn't know much, so what you all do is the sort of the legal end of making, you're not buying up properties,
correct.
The legal end of making sure that nothing can be done to spoil the land. Is that
basically? So I say the two big bullet points that conservation easements address is how many, if any, additional homes can be built on the property and how many times, if any, can it be divided. And those are sort of, you kind of dial it down from there, but those are the big parameters. If you think about, say, you've got a family farm that's been in the family for 100 years and maybe it's 100 acres and it's, you could say it's got a commercial value of X amount of acres if you were to sell it to someone else to be a farm. Or it could be worth potentially a lot more if you were going to turn it into a data center or a water park or whatever it is, sort of commercial endeavor.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't ever want to see it become one of those things, that value is sort of unnecessary. It's sort of like an imaginary figure that almost doesn't matter.
Right.
So if you can restrict it to being more or less what it is now, you can continue doing all the things that you use the land for. You can continue to farm, generate a living off of it, raise your kids there, maybe maybe have, you know, room for additional kids to build houses on the property later on, but to keep it at a reasonable level of development, not something that's out of character for that property where it's situated in the county.
I think that's a key. That's a key feature of it. It's not just you're not just buying or protecting land to just sit there.
Yeah.
You're still utilizing it and farming it and just putting some protections around.
But in a more meaningful way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a good example. I mean, I'm on the board of Camp Kumbaya, and we are now under conservation easement, right. 47 acres in the middle of the city, so it can't be developed into a housing development. It'll stay woods and stay pristine and stay a camp.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's tremendous. Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation helped to make that happen.
Yes, yes. The last $100,000 push came from our Century Fund to protect that land. So it's, you know, GLCF really loves this work, and it coincides with you know, our mission of legacy and protecting legacy over a period of time. And, you know, our tagline is we are here for good, and that has multiple meanings. Mm. You know, we're here for the good of the community, but also for forever. So that's wonderful.
The classic double entendre.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, and that's a great example of a property that means so much to a lot of people. And who can imagine Camp Kumbaya being anything other than what
no.
it is? I mean,
right.
that property is serving exactly the role this
developers
needs.
Could imagine.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's the problem. That's you're right. You're right. Yeah. I mean, it needs to stay.
There's somebody out there going, I see a water park. I see a strip mall.
50 single family homes. In the woods.
Whatever.
But anyway,
that's what I see.
So what, how many people can come to your event? How many seats do you have remaining? You know, what else?
We would love to find out the max capacity. We usually see about 7,500 people at
great.
This. It's a great time. We serve dinner. We have drinks. So the sort of the highlight item for this year is we're raffling off an e-bike from Bikes Unlimited. They partnered with us on this. And so on our website right now, cvalc.org, you can get raffle tickets. They're $30 each. $30 chance at a $1,500 bike is a pretty good deal. But whether you're a biker or not, it's a great chance to support all the good work that we're doing. And
maybe, well, I got to go on there.
You don't have to be present to win?
You don't have to be present to win.
Great.
There's a limited number of tickets available. Mm-hmm. And we'll hold that drawing at the event on the 5th. And look forward to handing off a brand new e-bike to someone.
And that's at Sweetbriar in their little convention center.
Yeah, right there on the right as you come in. The Elston Inn and Conference Center.
Yeah, that's
great thing.
Nice facility.
Yeah.
And we'll link everything up on this page on the broadcast where you can click through and purchase tickets, get more information. Everything is available, by the way, at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. If you just type in Central Virginia Land Conservancy, or because I was lazy, I just typed in land, C, and it immediately found you. So I was able to find all the links. And then your website again, Kyle, is
cvalc.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can find all the information, find out about the Cornerstone Celebration, which is your gala, coming up very, very quickly. This is great. And you guys do such great work, and it's wonderful. I love the imagery of this, because this, you know, most definitely tells a story very, very deep.
Well, that's such an important part of the area. You know, if you talk to anyone about why do you love living in Lynchburg, man, it's beautiful here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a gorgeous area. And when I tell people, you know, my house is 20 minutes from the AT or the Blue Ridge Parkway, I mean, you immediately know, that sounds great.
Yes.
And so to conserve some of that land, those landscapes is just a rewarding thing, and we're tickled to do it.
Absolutely. Well, you guys, again, you do such great work, and we're looking forward to seeing you preserve more land in the future.
Thank you, Mike.
Fantastic.
I would be remiss if I didn't thank our title sponsors for the year at Myers Woods Appraisal Group in Madison Heights. They help us out with a lot of projects in the area. They're supporting this year's Cornerstone Celebration, and we appreciate Bikes Unlimited partnering with us on the e-bike raffle.
Absolutely.
We're very excited about that.
Sounds fantastic. Well, Megan, how are things going at the foundation?
Busy. Yeah. Yeah. We just wrapped up the youth philanthropy, grants, and that's going to be announced in April, the $10,000 and a $5,000 grant. We have a $100,000 Century Fund grant that's in review right now. The spring cycle of funding, is the deadline for that is March 15th. Today, I believe, is the 11th, so it's coming quickly.
Okay.
And so if you're on a spring cycle or you haven't been a grant recipient of the foundation, jump in there this week and, you know, put an application in. We also have scholarships and grant scholarships for students, of high school students for all across the region. You would contact your guidance counselor at your high school, or the parents could inquire more. And we have hundreds of thousands of dollars of scholarships available that have been designated for different types of students, which
tremendous.
Is incredible. So
that
people
really
create specified designated funds for different topics, something of interest often that they've been passionate about in memory or in honor of someone. And those are distributed every year. So we definitely want to see great candidates, scholarship candidates apply for those. On the Share Greater Lynchburg side of things, we've had Lunch and Learns. Kyle's a frequent attender of our Lunch and Learns.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And always seems to get a good bit out of it. And last week we launched a new series called Executive Director Series. It's a little deeper dive, and we focused on workforce development and just targeted all the organizations that are implementing workforce development programs. We had a great time of discussion, data analysis. Speaker who teaches at CVCC on the topic. So it's a little bit deeper learning on a topical, and we'll do that once a month. Isabella's partners with us for lunch,
okay.
which is awesome.
That's
so
great.
excuse me, we have our spring mixer coming up at the Hillcat Stadium next Wednesday, the 19th. We like to invite all of our nonprofit community, and we'd love to see some of their number one, you know, featured volunteers come out. We are approaching okay. National Volunteer Month in April, and we want to be celebrating our really active volunteers and telling their stories. And so we'd love for our partners to bring out their volunteers as well. So lots going on. All of it can be found in our newsletter that will be going out this week. And we'll feature all the links that Kyle mentioned as well. And you can find those on our website at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Absolutely. And at sharegreaterlynchburg.org, you can find 185 nonprofit organizations mm-hmm. throughout our area. So if you're looking for an organization that, you know, kind of fits your life goals or your values, or if you're just looking for an organization, hey, who does this? Well, you can find it on Share Greater Lynchburg. You can also volunteer. You can attend events, and you can shop for these organizations directly from the Share platform and have those items delivered directly to these nonprofit organizations. It's just such an intuitive platform. It's really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
ShareGreaterLynchburg.org use it. Love it.
Yeah, we have close to 100 different volunteer opportunities
wow.
up there. It grows a bit in the spring, and we have 75 events coming up on the platform. So it's a great resource for
tremendous.
Anyone, both if you've lived in the community for a while, or, you know, I hear that a lot of people who have moved to the community are utilizing it and finding yeah. ways to plug in that way. So
well, and if you're part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, it's free.
Right.
So
yeah.
you just get in touch with the folks at Share Greater Lynchburg. Just go on the platform and learn more and sign up. Very, very cool. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Really appreciate your time. Thank you, Bill.
And Mike, happy welcome. Birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
By the
yeah.
way.
And Tab, too.
Yeah, it is.
No
it's,
way.
They have the
yeah.
same birthday.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that weird?
It is absolutely, yeah.
They don't even look alike.
We share the exact same birthday. However, we're 12 years apart. So that also means that we have the same Chinese zodiac.
Oh.
There's all kinds of crazy uh-huh.
probably,
in there.
Probably you're the rat.
No, the goat.
Oh, the goat. Well, there
matter
you go.
Of fact, the
greatest
of all time.
There you
I'm
go.
Telling you, man.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate that. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.